Hello, everybody. This is Brother Shane McCann here at Oasis Ministries. And tonight I'm going to be opening my Bible up and talk about Jesus going up on a mountain and weeping over Jerusalem. And it's found in Matthew 23:37. And we'll title this little sermon tonight, Under His Wings. And we'll start out in that verse. And it says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gather her chickens under her wings, and you would not. If you go with me to Deuteronomy 32:11, it says that as a eagle steereth up her nest and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. You know, Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem because they didn't want, they wasn't willing. That's what that Bible, that scripture said. They were not. It said they wasn't willing for him to be their Lord. And he wept over Jerusalem because he knew that they were going to be left desolate. Verse 38 said, Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And he said, For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. In other words, Jesus, he wanted to gather them, and he wanted them to know that he wanted to protect them, that he wanted to cover them, that he could be their protection, you know. You know, and I look out over the world today, and I see how much sin and rebellion and disobedience is going on. And that's what was going on here, just sin and rebellion and disobedience, rejecting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And he said, you're going to be left desolate. But he wanted to take him under her wings. And I don't know if anybody's ever saw a hen with its little chicks under its wings, and it's got its wings real tight, and the little chicks are really close to it, and you don't even know the chicks are there until you move the wing and you got little chicks there. But you know, if you ever reach up and under those wings to try to get one of them chicks, that mother hen will peck you. You know, and that's how God is with us. He's got us under his wings, and he's got us protected. He got us covered. If anybody tries to reach under there, or the devil or anything else try to reach under, they get pecked. You know, we got a God that will fight for us. And that's what he was saying. He said, I just want to gather you under my wings. I want to protect you. And I got to thinking about that when the Lord took me over there to 32:11. It talks about the eagle stirring up her nest and fluttering over her young and spreading abroad her wings and beareth them. You know, an eagle, when it's got its little eaglets in a nest, if something tries to come in that nest and try to mess with her little eaglets or whatever, it'll take its wings and it'll beat back the whatever's trying to come and take over the nest. And that's how the Lord is. You know, the Lord, he flutters over us. He hovers over us, and he'll beat back anything that tries to come against us. He can beat back sickness. He can beat back adversity. He can beat back anything the enemy brings against us. If we're in that crag of the rock, you know, an eagle, it builds its nest up in the crag of rock very high, you know, and that's what the Lord, you know, was showing me today. You know, in Deuteronomy 32, it talks about how they got, how they were disobedient, how they were rebellious. And it starts out in 15, it said, but Jushurun waxed fat and kicked. And he said, they are waxing fat, they grown thick, they are covered with fatness. And then he forsook God. Watch this, which made him lightly esteemed the rock of their salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods and abomination. They provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. You know, the Bible said, is there any God beside me? God said, I know not any. He said, there ain't no God beside of me. There ain't no God up above me. He said, you know, over there in Deuteronomy, he said, I wound, I kill, I heal, and I make alive, and neither can anybody deliver out of my hand. You know, that's the God that we serve. You know, but they forgot about this God, and they went and made them other gods, and they didn't want to be under his wings of protection. They didn't want to be covered by him. You know, and I was telling Cindy on the way up, when we're not under his protection and when we're not covered by him, we are left to be devoured by the enemy. That's why the Bible said that Satan is a roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. He's a roaring lion, you know, looking for the next one to devour. And he looks and sees if you have any protection. He looks and sees if you have any covering. But tonight I want to tell you, you know, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior and you've trusted Him to be your rock and you've trusted Him to be your sword and you've trusted Him to be your shield, He is your protection. He is your comforter. He is your God. And He will protect and He will fight for you. You know, I wouldn't want to get out from under His wings. I don't know how people make it when they're not under His wings of protection. But I want to tell you out there tonight that you can be under His wings and you can be under His protection and you can be covered by Him. You know, a lot of times I never knew what it was meant to be covered by Him. But when I was doing the tent revivals many years ago, I had a cross that I would go and I would put in the ground. And at times I would get up and I would reenact the cross. And I know some people probably wouldn't like that, but I would. I would put myself on the cross and I would reenact it and show what Jesus went through on the cross and things like that. And there was at times that when I was in ministry that I didn't have insurance, that I couldn't go to the doctor when I wanted to because I didn't have the money. I had to trust the Lord that He was going to be my great physician, He was going to be my insurance, and He was going to totally cover me. And there was times I would get really sick, and when I didn't have my cross under the tent doing tent revivals, I had it propped up again in the building. And the Lord told me one time, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm sick. I said, I don't have insurance. I said, I gave up everything to follow You. I gave up my job, my insurance, and everything to follow You. I said, I don't have insurance. I said, I've trusted You, you know, to keep me under Your wings and be my protector and be my physician. I said, I need help, you know. And the Lord plainly spoke to me. He told me, He said, go out there to the building. And He said, get on the cross. And I went out there to the building. I was sick. You know, I was hurting all over. I was weak. I was probably running a fever. It was just, a flu sickness. And I went out there and I just got on that cross like I did so many other times, you know, during the tent revivals and things like that. About that time, the Lord, He sent an eagle. I don't know if it was an eagle or a fowl or whatever. And it came and the sun was kind of sitting behind a building. And the eagle would fly and its shadow, the sun would cast its shadow over the top of me and over the top where I was on the cross. And when the shadow would be cast over the top of me, I felt the Spirit of God come on me and just healing immediately. I mean, just rushed through my body. And, you know, no more flu, no more aches, no more pains or anything. You know, and the Lord said, you know, I've healed you. I touched you. Go back in the house. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, to be covered by God, you know, to be protected by God. You know, He is our great physician, you know, and there ain't no sickness that he can't take away, you know, when the enemy hits you. But, you know, I feel so sorry for people that don't want to be under His covering. But that's what it means to be under His wings. I just shared a little bit, but the Lord has done that for me time and time and time and time again throughout my life because I have decided to be under His wings. Well, I'm going to keep it short tonight. Hey, this is Brother Shane McCann. If you don't have a home church, I want to invite you to come up here at Oasis Ministries, where we believe that we are abiding in the shadow of the Almighty and trusting in the secret place of the Most High, that we are definitely under His wings. Well, God bless you. See you next week.